This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Ooh, this was a drop and a half. Good afternoon, good day, good morning. What's up? How's it going? Why is my phone making noise? So, yes, sir, I'm finally in the room. I was instructed to be here, so I am here. So, as it goes, what's up, Brian Matamba? How's it going, bud? You've actually been keeping me very sane. How's it going? I am not Kirsten Namatandan. So, yeah, don't worry about my neighbors. They're having fun because it's almost a long weekend. Yeah, we could have been going to our different locations and whatnot. So, yeah, a whole Lionel. Of course it is. A good friend of the show, by the way. And, yeah, so, guys, like I said, like we said, if you've got any questions, just hit us up. Tell us what you want to know from about me, that is. My band is obviously not here. So, yeah, it's me that you want to know about. So, I think I'm here until about 5 o'clock. So you can keep it going. As you wash your hands, make sure you keep your distance, social distancing. And what else are you supposed to do? Cough into your shoulder like that. Wash your hands precisely. And just adhere to the rules that the president has given. Make sure you're safe because we want to be safe. We want to see each other after this. And because I miss having the ghost lady there, and I miss having my banner sitting next to me, and not having them next to me is not a good thing. I don't enjoy it. Where's Sanele? Sanele is out in Mpumalanga. He's a farmer, so he's setting up his farming watwats. Tumelo is asking, Yolen, please tell us why you guys calling each other like Ika. Hope I spell that right. You can one day do a celeb episode interviewing McBanner. I want to try that. Tumelo and Yaya Tebe, I'm going to come to your question. Actually, let me answer Yaya Tebe first. Yes, I am taken. I have been taken for some time. Just going to look at, answering Tumelo. Tumelo, the reason why we call each other like Ika, I don't know if you've watched the series Narcos. That sort of like breaks down the life of Pablo Escobar. He had a right-hand man and his name was La Kika. Short guy, curly hair, and he pretty much was with Pablo almost to the end. So that's why me and my banner call each other La Kika. And Yaya Baepi, yes, I did answer you. I am taken. Hello, travel with Posh. Why is Palesa asking? Oh, yes, he's in a relationship. Of course he is. Afternoon to the notification gang. Len, are you still getting married after this corona outbreak? I would like to. Depends how social distancing is going to be kept for. I think it's going to take some time. Push comes to shove. Get like, I go home affairs, rolo saena, and then the rest of everything will happen at a later stage. But what I did say I'm going to do, that has to happen this year because it's a goal that I set upon and I intend to see it through. So, yes, I hope I answered from the Onke Show, Tiliso Molandwa. What do you think about what happened at Netcare Hospital? That's the one in Durban. I think a level of negligence came with that. We're still trying to, we're sort of like doing as we go about with regards to this COVID-19 epidemic that's taking place. So some things are being taken as they happen. Even the most private of private hospitals will put a foot wrong. One would have thought that Tembisa Hospital would have done that. But hey, it happened at a Netcare. So I think there's a level of negligence that happened. And I hope it is dealt with, and it is dealt with severely, directly, precisely, and all those that need to be put to book have to be put to book. So I hope I answered you, Tidiso Molandwa. Sfiso, my girl wants to know why you like over-explaining stuff. It's just how I am. I don't know how to explain. I think I'm going to end up over-explaining why I over-explain stuff. That's just how I am. I like to give context. If you ask me for a yes or a no answer, sometimes it's not just a yes or a no answer. It literally just needs context. And that's just how I am. And I think also maybe because I come from a family of teachers and maybe I feel like I'm a teacher sometimes. I don't know, but it's just generally how I am. And it's something that I can't help. You can ask me, where does the sun rise and where does it set? I will not say it rises in the east. I will tell you, no, it rises in the east because scientifically this and this and that, and that's why it sets in the west and in the north and in the south. That's predominantly how I am, unfortunately, fortunately, whichever way you look at it. So I hope I answered you, Sfiso. Who am I missing here? I think I'm missing a lot of people. Sfiso, I answered you. Okay, cool. Busisiwe Kambula, would you survive an extension of the lockdown? I think I would. There's a bigger goal to it. So let me just move because the sun is messing up my video. I think I would because I'm more about the bigger goal to it than anything else. So yeah, I would. I think I would. Palesa Kauta, please document your wedding. If the lockdown is over and we are freely moving, I would probably do that. But if we are still practicing social distancing, I most likely will not. I think so. Anyway, Lerato Motlhabane, what's your favorite drink? It's a Kassel Lager. Nothing beats a Kassel Lager. I love Kassel Lager. Next to that is a bottle of red dry wine. So they go hand in hand. So yeah. Balangwele, I hope I said that right. Leonce, I'm your number one fan. Love you long time. Tidiso Molanto asking, in Durban with all the infections. Yeah, I think you're asking about my friend Yaya, who's there. Don't worry, he's in Balito somewhere. I don't think he's getting infected by anything because he's staying in his house and he's maintaining all the rules that the president said we must do. Rainy Rain, Lenny, hey, how you do, Rainy Rain? Katlego Masibi, no Arsenal heartbreak. Well, that's the good thing about no live sports because I don't have to deal with Arsenal breaking my heart. So that's a good thing. Zakhele Nkonyane asking me my top five footballers. It will be Lionel Messi, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Zinedine Zidane, Gianluigi Buffon, and Thierry Henry. Yes, yes, Home Affairs. I agree, Nokwanda. We are on the same page, me and you. Palesa Molorane, are you done with 48 Laws of Power? Yes, I listened to it and I read it. So I have listened and I have read. So yes, I've done the book on both fronts. And then, when are y'all challenging podcast ka FIFA online? We'll actually put a shout out to them and see if they're keen. But I think I'm gonna do it because McBurner decided to sell his PlayStation. Can have a game with him. Fanamolate, what's your body type? What's the body type of Ghost Lady? It's a ghost. You can't see her. I'm not even allowed to say that. I think I'm gonna give away too many clues and then you guys are going to end up putting them together like a piece of a puzzle and then you're going to no. I'm pleading the fifth on that one. Fana, hi the boss. You know, Tebelet, you are right, Batong Fana. Isani, how are you surviving without sports? Playing FIFA. I'm playing live sports on PlayStation, playing NBA, so that's how I'm surviving. Pro Sanza Gigaba, Len, what's your take on McG's state of unemployment? Do you reckon he's at the right space or should he take whatever he comes through? Definitely, I would recommend for him to do whatever makes him happy. And he's been happy for the longest time. And yeah, whatever makes him happy. I don't see him doing 4 to 7 in the morning on a Sunday. I don't think that it will drive him mad because it will mean that he will be told what to do and at a shitty time slot. So whatever makes him happy. Honestly, whatever makes him happy. Kutwano Charity. Where's our sports show? There's a lockdown. Sports people are locked down, so we can't do that. But it's coming. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? Who did I miss? Jesus, so many messages, man. Who did I miss? Her. Lesego Moragile. Hi, Len, you missed my question. Please answer. Which one? Please, like, update me, because that means I'm gonna have to go back and it's gonna be very, very far. But I'll try to go back for Lesego's question. No, my girlfriend is not in the entertainment industry, actually. Oh, sorry. That's a question I think you were looking for an answer for. No, she's not in the entertainment industry. Lesego, she's not. McG, when last did you get laid? Ah, Chief, that has nothing to do with you. Relax. Tsebelo Tononyane, are you over explaining, Len? What am I over explaining? Anyway, okay, let's see how I answered your question. Tsebelo Tononyane asking relevant questions. Tumelo Dike, who's huffing me or the rest of you guys? Let's like the live podcast. Chulus, Lerato Mutabane, Baba Baba, Odoa Atlan, have you had DMs from chillers asking for a shake? No, actually, our chillers are very, very, very well behaved. Very, very well behaved. So I've never had that. Yeah. What do you actually do for a living? It's sort of like business helping business, so that in future those businesses are able to work with each other and not a lot of them go belly up. Because if they go belly up, it means the ones with a lot of money, the Rupert and the Oppenheimers and the Motipas of this world, are also going to fill the pinch. So to a degree, it goes back to a point that Mabena said a couple of episodes ago. But also, looking at it now, I think we need the relief fund more than anything. We'll deal with the nitty-gritties of that at a later stage. I think we're going to bleed. Pricing, the Competition Commission are busy making sure that people are not ripping us off. So pricing hopefully will remain as is. Before, might be a tad bit expensive, but hopefully it remains as is. And then in terms of employment, it's going to be, because yeah, the virus is just wreaking havoc, man. So it's going to be interesting times come end of the epidemic. It will take us some time to get back to normality, and in that, I think a lot of people are going to be, they're going to be victims of the epidemic. Anyway, going to Bliss, Dakalo, Highland, please consider interviewing Leon Kumete, Tarifa Daily, and Skits by Psych. Pass this by to make GUK. Cool, we'll pass on the message. Dr. Bella, hola, Bella, how you doing, doctor? How's life there in the United States of America, the United States of Trump? What you currently reading? Nothing. I haven't touched a book in a week. So I'm not reading anything at the moment. Say me, Bupa. When you start your sports podcast, please invite Luazizi Tubu. Noah's got a lot of insight, especially locally. Yeah, Luazizi is a good friend of mine. I actually play soccer with him. We play five-a-side soccer together every Tuesday at the Discovery Soccer Park. So definitely I will give him a shout and I will invite him on the show. Tidusa has a lot of questions. Small business loans, with partners providing finance for business. What do you think is a driving force in your life? Geez, that's a good question. Driving force. Always wanting to be the best at what I do. I don't like failing. I hate failing at things. And yeah, that's pretty much what drives me, I think. Yeah. Giving PR answers. But I said I'm a PR manager. What do you mean I'm giving PR answers, man? What other answers do you want? Send answers and answer, Chief. That's from Mungwadi Tat. So Lani wears McGee's at his house, 4 to 7 on a Sunday. Wow, Len. Would you beat Casper on FIFA? I don't know. I would give it a shot, but I don't know. He looks like he's relatively good, though. So I don't know. Is your girlfriend in the entertainment industry? I said no. Go and go see Highland. Do you think SABC has a higher reach? If you're getting paid there, you're getting paid. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are at the SABC and they're getting paid. So if that's you there getting paid and getting a nationwide reach, hey, good for you. Busisani, your choice. The Invincibles versus 99, Man United Trouble versus Man City Centurions. Invincibles any day. Going a whole season unbeaten is not child's play. So Invincibles any day. And second to that, I would give it to the 99 Man United treble team and then Man City, yesterday's team. Anyway, Dr. Bella, recommendations on PS Games. I'm newbie and I want to learn something new. Also, can you all recommend books instead of shows? Okay, we'll start reading number one. PS games, are you into adventure? Are you into sports? NBA 2K is not a bad game to play at all. The Last of Us is a good story mode game. FIFA is always a winner. And if you're into driving games, GT, always good. And if you're into bloody games, you can play God of War as well. That's also a good game to play. So I hope that is very helpful, Dr. Bella. Lebogang Maselesele is back again. Len, what do you think about the whole lockdown trendies? Do you think it's a viable solution? How do you think SA will deal with the socio-economic impact after the lockdown? It was necessary because a lot of those who've done it have proven that it works. Not totally works, but it helps. And we're going to suffer for a while, but I would rather human lives over profit, because if you chase profit, then who's going to help you make the profit if half the humans in your country, those who push the economy, are dead or sick? And if you are, what's the word I'm looking for? If you overburden the health system as well, that also has social or socio-economic implications. So I think the lockdown was a necessary evil. We can get out of it. And losing lives, man, it's never nice to lose somebody that you love. And I think until this thing hits home, until it hits your doorstep, you look at it from afar and you just kind of feel like the lockdown is an inconvenience. So I feel it was necessary. Hope I answered you, Lebogang. Sama phakathi, hello Len, what is the most vindictive thing you've ever done? This is the most vindictive thing that I've ever done. Jeez. I think I've thrown somebody under the bus. I just can't remember what had happened, but I think I threw somebody under the bus. I'll try to remember that. I have a question. What inspires you, drives you, Len? Like I said, King Great Fitness inspires me, drives me, is to be a better version of myself and to always do good. That's pretty much what drives me and what inspires me. Care of a concept or something that had happened in the past, I will want to go search up and know what it was about, type of thing. So I'm always on a quest for knowledge and trying to find what it is that can keep me going. Hope I answered you, Pranik. Sipiwe Hlophe, Highland, can you play soccer? Yes, I can. If so, organize some indoor soccer for the chillers so we can broadcast on this platform. Well, we'll try to do that. We spoke about that in Jan. I told the guys I don't think it's gonna work, but if you feel it can work, let's try it out and see how it goes. But obviously only after the lockdown and only after we are back to normality we can do that. Kulane, who's your celebrity crush? Who is she? Several, but top of the list I would say Nomza Mombatha, top of the list, definitely. Ronald Katlego Pilane, radio, TV, radio, definitely, without a doubt. Siwe, who's your current ghost lady? I cannot answer that question. I lost my questions now. There we go. Odram Fazi, what's the one thing you would like to add to the podcast that McGee and the ghost lady have been fighting you on? It's obviously the sports show. I will do that. Probably also at some point try a tech show where we can give you guys the latest news in terms of tech and you can give us your latest insights and whatever it is that you know in terms of technology around the world, because there are chillers who are in other parts of the world where they get to experience some tech that we don't have firsthand. So we can always exchange ideas in that regard. So definitely. Kabelo Kotrolo, I'm reading my best friend's husband. Okay, I don't know what that means. The clever one, you guys have to interview Tabuti again since her departure. We'll try that. I'll put that to McBenna, or he's probably listening, so he'll probably do that. Katlego Malatsi, why haven't you had Kabza De Small on the podcast? I think he's very shy. I think he doesn't do interviews. We have tried. It's not for a lack of trying. We have tried. But I just think he's shy. He doesn't like doing interviews. Unique Rhymes, wow, for the first time I found it live. Yes, you have. Kabelo, yes, I've answered you. Sidwell, press that like button. Of course, do that. Subscribe to the podcast. Nakani Nwabi Sahelen, according to how you have seen things, what is the most important thing in life for you? It's my mother. Mutsidisi, yes, I speak to her. I spoke to her earlier in the week, actually. So we speak on a regular. So, yeah. Kabelo Kotrolo. Oh, yeah. You early. Lerato Motlhabane, what's your take on the domestic violence numbers going up since the lockdown? What do you think could be the cause? Do you think it's fair to blame alcohol and this type of behavior? No, I just think men are trash. Alcohol, no alcohol, it still happens. And surprisingly enough, during the duration of the lockdown, the numbers were about 2,000 something, because the Minister of Police actually went and corrected himself. The 87,000 number is during the financial year from last year till now at the end of March. So that 87,000 is just indicative that alcohol was not to blame per se. The lockdown was not to blame per se. Human beings are just messed up. So we just got to do right by ourselves, do right by our spouses, by our partners, and just do the right thing. PM Mohas Muhwasa. Hey, what's good, Lenny? Do you have any plans of starting your own PR or marketing firm in the near future? I probably could. I'm still on a learning curve right now, learning from those in the game, those around me, and those that I work with. And hopefully in the future, that's a route that I will definitely go. Definitely. The plans are in place. One day at a time. Just don't want to jump into it. I will get to it though. Nicholas is back again. Does the podcast ever catch flack for your strong opinions on pop culture? Not really. Some of the chillers do give us flack. I know I'm a persona non grata amongst a lot of people, but it is what it is. No, we don't. Career-wise, as a mentor, and which Netflix movie or series do you suggest? Movie I was watching, this is in terms of Netflix movie I was watching, what is the name of the movie I was watching? Spencer. Yes, Spencer. Dope movie, I enjoyed it. Series wise Money Heist, definitely. Epidemic, also dope movie. I mean, dope documentary. It's very eye-opening, very mind-opening. And who do I look up to career-wise as a mentor? Nobody, actually. The closest to what I look up to is Robert Marawa, but then again, I just monitor what he does. I don't necessarily look up to him. I don't look up to anybody, because I believe we walk different paths. I monitor different paths that people walk, and I take different advice, and I look unto different things that they do to craft and advise where I would like to end up. Oh, it's a Jew. Who was that question from? It was from Odwa. Marvin, when are you going to get replacement ear headsets? Is it the ones that I broke yesterday? I need to do that sharpish. As soon as we are allowed to buy them, I'll probably do that. The Seho is back again. What do you say, or what would you say would be a stage in your life where you would like, you feel like you have achieved what you wanted and you are happy and you just want to maintain? Once you don't get motivated, you're just there. There's nothing you're doing. You're just occupying space. So I don't want to just end up occupying space. Itumeneng is asking, are you a cheese boy, Len? Rather, did you grow up in a Wolof household? No, I didn't actually grow up in a Wolof household. I grew up in a modest family. My mother was a teacher. She still is. So I don't know if you consider... Oh, so was my dad. I'm saying was because he's not, because he's no more. So yeah, it was just a normal family. It was like Nereja Papa, Kalivesi, Linkomasi, Nereja. Yeah, it was just a normal family. I mean, my parents only bought a car in 2001, I think. So I didn't grow up rich. And I bought my first car with my own money when I started working. So I didn't have a car bought for me. So yeah, it was just a normal family. So I did get like certain things, like when I was in like grade 6, grade 5. Yeah, my mom caught me like a couple of branded sneakers, your Eddies, your Nikes, the Fila, round one, yeah, the Fila. So it was just that thing. Yeah, it was just normal. Wouldn't say I was a cheese boy. No. Yvonne, where is Yvonne? I saw Yvonne. Where is Yvonne? I have lost Yvonne, there she is. Other YouTubers don't mention the name of the virus because YouTube money, etc. Why do you guys keep doing it? Because why should we run away? It's the reality that we're in. If it has to do with the virus or the epidemic that we're currently going through, I would rather say the name than minus it, because I want to get paid. I want people to know what's going on, and I would rather help save human life than profit. Honestly, that's just my honest opinion. Muzi, hi Len, what's your advice for original radio personalities starting in the radio game? Be original. Content is around you. Don't go on the internet to look for content. Content is around you when you leave your, well, not now though, like when you are able to leave your house to go to the shops. How kalamate, see, when you're chilling with the guys, content is all over you. Do not look for content on the internet, because once it hits the internet, it gets regurgitated and you're just going to do something that somebody has done. And always be sharp. Read. Make sure you know. If you don't know, that must be a bother to you. So make sure you know. And keep to that, and keep bothering those programs managers. Keep bothering the powers that be, and one day that door will open. Trust me. So that was my answer to Muzi. Ronald is back again. Okay, well. Katleho, askis. Tsebeletso Nonyane. You once said Rolene is your top one celebrity crush. Can you change them? Yeah, kadi season. It's like the charts. A song is hot for a season and then another one comes. So epidemic is done. Epidemic will make a play when we are allowed. When the lockdown is over, I would also like to cut my hair. It looks horrible. Looks horrible. I feel, geez, man, I feel like a caveman. I feel like an infusion of Tyson Hlatswayo and Siya Kolisi put together, but without the money that they both currently have, and they can't afford to go to a barber. That's what I feel like right now. So I hope I answered you justice. I'm up here on 101. Okay, thanks. Thank you for the song suggestion. Stakati, ever dated a celebrity? No, never done that. Mlungisi Mabe, Len, you said Amanda Dlamini is your crush. When do we move to Nomsa Mombatha? It's a list check thing. What's your favorite song? You see, there's a list. They change. You know, somebody comes with a new song, you go for that one, and this one happens, and you go for that one. So these things change. But yes, she is definitely without. I'm talking about Amanda Dlamini, that is. So they're answering who? Mlungisi. Palesa Moloran is back again. Len, how do you keep your mind stimulated intellectually? Because you always have answers and opinions are well thought out. Like I said, I think I said it earlier. I read, I speak to people. I like certain conversations with certain people because they bring me certain perspectives that I do not know. And yes, I do listen, by the way. Sometimes I do listen and watch documentaries. So I always like having an opinion that is educated or an opinion that is well thought out, because I don't just want to say things because I don't know how the next person is going to take what I say and utilize it in their lives, type of thing. So I try to be very careful in what I say, and I try to be very responsible in all the opinions that I give out and in what I say. So I hope I answered you, Palesa. Otherwise, back again. Len, have you guys considered reaching out to Chillers to use their expertise and source revenue for the podcast and do what you guys, blah, blah, blah? Yes, we're in the process of doing that. As things go, like, this is it's a machine that's ongoing. So at some point, we will get it right and we will take it to another stratosphere. But as things stand right now, we are in a learning curve. And at some point, we'll definitely get it right, without a doubt. Mumisa, hi Len, do you think the lockdown will be extended here in SA? The World Health Organization have suggested that we should be all right if it's not extended. I hope it's not extended because I'm losing my mind. But for the sake of human health, like I said, for the sake of getting over this epidemic, if it's necessary to be extended, then I'm for the extension. Looking at the numbers and the way they are going, fluctuation. One day it goes up by a lot of numbers, one day it goes up by a little figure. So I wouldn't want it to be extended because economically we might suffer. But if it's at Solani Highland, when are you guys hosting Kabzal and Maphorisa? If they want to come through, we have reached out to them. So far, we haven't heard anything from them. Socially, are you spiritual or religious? I think I'm a bit of both, but more religious than I am spiritual. Yeah. Miss Ramara, we can't hear you properly, Chief. I don't know what the problem is with that. Could be my mic. I don't know. Can you hear me properly now, Sfiso? This was asking Teko or Shaba. Definitely Teko Modise, without a doubt. He's got a CAF Champions League medal. I'm so sorry, bad angle, Alex. I don't know what that means. Oh shit, you're a guy. Okay, I'm confused. There we go. Odra's back again. Have you considered having provincial correspondence teams? 5 provinces, would you blah blah blah? Those plans are they're still ongoing. There's a lot that still needs to happen. Unfortunately, the lockdown has messed a lot of things that we needed to do up. But yeah, there's a lot of things that we definitely are gonna be doing, and we'll be rolling them out as time goes. Alex Arai looked like his ex-wife. Wow, Alex. I'm glad I look pretty. I hope your wife was pretty. That means I look pretty. Actually, Alex made me choke. I'm a Piano 101. Also, one quality you take with you for life from Megan Ghost Lady. Just always be yourself. Don't do anybody. Just be yourself. Alex, oh shit, you're a guy. Yes, Alex, I'm very much a guy. Let me check. Yeah, I'm a guy, Alex. I'm a guy, definitely. Ronald, Len, you have a memory, bro, almost like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. I like Sheldon, he's cool. Dry humor, but he's cool. Bad angles, Alex, bad angles. Len, are you going to start a family soon? I think I answered that. Sharon, hey Sharon, you back. How you doing? From 100 views to 100 live members, come along. Len, the watching of the ads helpful? Do you guys get a little money from it? How can we continue helping the podcast? My Ben, just keep watching the ads. If you want to donate. Let's take it to another stratosphere, like I said earlier on. And thank you for the support. We love each and every one of you guys from all corners of the world. All continents, all the countries that watch us. We love you guys long time. That's why we do the things that we do like we're doing now, because we do it all for you. You keep us sane in as much as you guys say, we keep you guys sane. So love you long time. Sharon from Rustenburg. Sharon, where's your doctor, cousin or sister, by the way? But anyway, so Kulum. Did you stock up enough cigarettes? I sort of. If the lockdown is extended, then no, I didn't stock up enough. Where's Sharon? Sharon asked the question again. Oh, guys, there's so many questions. Some I'm going to skip. Hey, Mateo, all out in Turkey. How's it going? I used to work with Mateo at YFM back in the days. Mateo was asking, he's saying, well done on the great podcast, Mariana. Which sports star would you have on the show? I would do Siya Kolisi. Got a lot of questions to ask him. Siya Kolisi, without a doubt. Tabang Lebiani, hey Len, I always thought you were a dope sports reader with distinct voice on DJ's Blue Show at YFM in the morning. Thank you very much. That was back in 2008, 2009. Any chance of you coming back to sports presenting on TV or radio? Not a question, really. To post mixes on a playlist on the channel, please. Yes, we are working on that. It should be coming. Because him and Big Zin are working on a dance show. So that's going to be coming on the podcast very soon. Unfortunately, the epidemic has also forced us to push a lot of things that we needed to do, like, forward. Ooh, almost broke my glass. So once that's sorted, then we'll definitely do that, without a doubt. That was the answer to, who was I answering? Katleho, Koma. And then Itumelong Morwane, what do you think of Leboga Manyama as a player of the season award this year? He's definitely a nominee. But Kabadino Mahango is doing, he's playing very well. But Manyama, definitely, he has bailed Chiefs out of so many sticky situations. Temba Zwane Mshishi as well, one who's also raising his hand to be player of the season. So I think this year, depending on how the last couple of games go, I think it's going to be very interesting who actually is going to get that award come the end of the season awards. So Manyama definitely, before he went to Turkey while he was still at Cape Town City. So if he had to win it again with a different club, there you guys open for collaborations. I don't know. That's up to me. I work for the podcast, guys. My banner is the one who decides that. Me, I'll just come to work. If we have to collaborate with other people, definitely I'll do it. And yeah, the scar on my forehead, which one? This one. So I had, what is it called? There's a first name, but it has a surname. I had cysts, so they had to be surgically removed. So I had to be cut up. So there was a time when I used to wear like lots of patches and whatever. So this is as a result of being stitched up. So that explains the scars on my forehead. Zungu is full of himself. Can he back it up? I always say it's not arrogance if you can back it up. But I rate him as a player. He's a very good player. He's doing very well. Just gutted for him that his move to Spain did not happen in January. But I wouldn't say he's full of himself. I've never had to sort of like, yeah, deal with him on that level. Tuma, no, I'm not listening to it. It's my neighbors who are listening to it. So yeah, as you can see, I'm sitting outside and people are having parties because tomorrow is, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is Easter. Yes. So those who are about church, the Easter ring tomorrow. So guys, yeah, 3 minutes, because I said I was gonna do this until 5 o'clock. So Ola, what books are you currently reading? Nothing, actually nothing, but I have intentions of reading the Clive Barker autobiography, because I read it but I didn't finish it. I think I still have 2 chapters to go. Are good as well. Also enjoy Spire Red wines. Bias Kloof as well. The Pinotage Bias Kloof is also a very good wine. This is for Kusta Davids. Yes. So Canon Kloof, Bias Kloof, Spire, Niederberg, the 45 is also good. I personally enjoy the Baron as well. My former boss actually introduced me to the Baron. Did you ever take Tato Moen back in the YM days? No, Itumeleng, I didn't. Tato and never looked at them in that way of like, oh, I would like to date them. I've always been friends. I think our friendship sort of like cemented the fact that until my dying days, her, Mutidisi, MacGyver, and other friends, Bomolalo, their names will always be tattooed on my arm and my heart. So that's why I do not want to bring them to that closeness level. Lungis, cricket, definitely. I played it in high school. I was an opening bowler and I used to field at point. And I batted number 7, number 6, depending on who we were playing against. So cricket definitely goes without a doubt. And I can also tell you my favorite cricketer of all time has to be one Sachin Tendulkar. One hell of a batsman. Oh, and in terms of bowlers, I would say that Alan Donald was my favorite bowler, and Courtney Walsh from the West Indies, and currently obviously Kagiso Rabada, without a doubt. So yeah, anyway, that has been Podcast and Chill Q&A with myself, Len. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and yeah, hopefully for those who never got their questions answered, unfortunately, I'm sorry, there were just too many questions rolling on the side. What we'll do is we'll try hook up another live for next week in physical confrontation. Would you take up a boxing match for a cause of your own choosing? No, Oh, snap, I actually missed this question. No, I wouldn't take up, I'm useless at boxing. I wouldn't want to play boxing. And I actually tried to be a boxer at a very young age when I was growing up. I think I was about 6 or 7. Grew up in a very small town in the Free State called Viljoenskroon. So it has a hostel, and it's a hostel, like a boxing thingy, a training boxing thing. So I went there, I think, one day. And then after that one day, I was like, never ever again will I ever walk into a boxing ring, do anything boxing related. So boxing, hade and easy. Mlungisi, I answered. You also a sommelier. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to check it up. Yes, Mr. Scott, Brian Lara definitely was a good cricketer. I love this technique. I feel Brian Lara was art. Sachin Tendulkar was efficient. That's the difference between me and loving either one of them. But obviously Sachin first. Sachin definitely without a doubt. So yeah, Nokwazi, hi. How are you? Anyway, guys, like I said, it's been real. Thank you very much for the Q&A. Thank you very much for the questions. I hope I answered whatever it is that you needed me to answer for you. And yeah, I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Don't forget, click on the subscribe button and like the videos. And don't forget, if you want to send us messages, the WhatsApp number is 081-474-0632. And tell your friends to subscribe. Don't forget, you can also download the episodes via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcast platforms. So yeah, if you listen to audio, if you want to watch the videos, we got you. And yeah, hopefully you guys are staying safe. You are sanitizing, washing your hands, keeping social distance, and you are not being naughty, going out to buy illicit cigarettes and illicit alcohol. Just stay home until the lockdown is over, and make sure even after the lockdown we just maintain being safe and making sure we kick the epidemic out so that we can go back to our lives as they were. Anyway, it's been real. Thank you very much. Bumlungi, Si Odwa, Sharon Zola, Miss Morena, yeah, Tebeleto, and love you guys long time. I will see you on the flip side. Boom.